Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, 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 my friends. Happy Tuesday and welcome, of course, to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Of course, you can hear me today on Drive at 4 p.m. alongside Charlie Austin. Anyway, more of that later on. Let's start with the news that Russia have, of course, been booted out of world football. The news broke on Drive Time yesterday. We were joined by the Times chief sports reporter, Martin Ziegler.
Breaking news on TalkSport.
We'll start with some big breaking news. A joint statement from FIFA and UEFA has just confirmed that Russia's national teams are suspended from all competitions indefinitely. We await more on this. We expect that UEFA's sponsorship agreement with Gazprom is set to be terminated. Spartak Moscow expected to be removed from the Europa League.
I'm surprised that FIFA prevaricated over this. UEFA have been pretty ahead of the game. They obviously stripped St. Petersburg of the Champions League final. They sort of indicated last week that they were going to ditch the Gazprom sponsorship deal, which they've just confirmed a minute or two ago. FIFA, they've had close ties with Russia stemming back to the World Cup. I think they found it more difficult. I think the backlash within football, the media, everybody has been so severe that they've been sort of pushed into it. And I suppose the IOC's action made it impossible for them to do anything else, really.
Nothing we will say on this programme and no amount of banning their teams from competitions just now will stop one bullet or one grenade or one rocket in Ukraine. But I think it's beholden on the world of sport to at least say their pieces and do the little bits that they can, because sport has been used as a propaganda weapon by the Russian state for so long to normalise what is not a normal way of running a country, with what is becoming an increasingly powerful dictator eventually turning on one of his neighbours. And yet a blind eye was turned to all of this, as well as particularly UEFA continued to guzzle down the Gazprom dollars. We've been awarding them Olympic Games, World Cups, Champions League finals, and now, frankly, people in the sporting world look fools for having gone along with this.
Now, the Chelsea owner, Roman Abramovich, has been working to broker peace between Russia and Ukraine. Global sports correspondent for the Associated Press, Rob Harris, said that Abramovich has a positive history in finding solutions.
Roman Abramovich has used his platform at Chelsea to campaign against anti-Semitism, which has meant actually taking on the Chelsea fans at time and asking them to sort of cut out some of the hatred as well. So actually that what he has used his platform there for. This is very much, I think, an attempt to, as they're portraying it, to try to deliver some sort of resolution. And obviously any side who can try to speak is, we've got those talks between Russia and Ukrainian officials taking place by Belarus. The statement today is saying why that they have not commented on the situation, as they call it. But what Abramovich's side is saying is that they've been contacted by the Ukrainian side, reporting what they're calling a peaceful resolution, and that he's been trying to help ever since.
Now, Leeds United and Marcelo Bielsa parted company at the weekend. The club lies 16th in the Premier League table, just 2 points above the drop zone. Danny Murphy said that Bielsa probably did have to go as all good things come to an end. Obviously, of course, at the end, it was a bad thing. So you could argue all bad things have to come to an end, because if it's a good thing, it doesn't come to an end. So anyway, you get the idea.
Leeds United have sacked head coach Marcelo Bielsa following yesterday's 4-0 home defeat by Tottenham. The Whites have lost their last four games, conceding 17 goals in the process.
The history of a football club, normally the successful times are the things that shine out and people talk about in decades down the line. The way they've conducted themselves under him, the way they've got out the championship and the way they played last year. I loved watching Leeds.
Well, there's a famous saying, isn't there? All good things come to an end.
Yeah.
And it's true. And it's happened at clubs I've been at where you think, this is brilliant, we're on a crest of a wave, it's never going to end. But it ends. Things are cyclical. Teams get worked out, managers get stale, or the message gets stale. Whatever it is, I actually think, although I've enjoyed watching Leeds and he's done a phenomenal job, I think it's the right thing.
I think the way he goes about it, instead of coming up to the Premier League and saying, right, what we'll do is put everyone behind the ball and try and nick 1-0s. He's going, right, why don't we just have a go at everyone and try and get 2-0 up? Against the best teams, we'll just have a go. We'll go man for man with them. Make sure we're fitter than everybody else. We'll get a few drubbins, but we will win 10 games playing like this. We will win 10. If Leeds stay in the league, it's a result. I think they would have stayed up.
If you feel you're going to get relegated, and the board clearly feel as though that was going to be the case, it's crazy to stick with it because you're going to go one way and there's too much money involved. Bielsa clearly has a great affection with the fans. He's clearly done a brilliant job. Has he left Leeds in a better position than when he joined them? Well, the answer to that question is yes.
TalkSport understands the former RB Leipzig boss Jesse Marsch is being lined up as his replacement. We love you, Leeds.
I think he's a risk. I do. I think he's not somebody, as I say, who's going to come in and kind of suddenly, it's not like a kind of Hodgson or Allardyce appointment where, in theory, suddenly you batten down the hatches and the team is completely different and is very compact and suddenly changes style completely. I don't think that's going to happen here. I think the big question is going to be, can he change that press so that it works more effectively, so that they win the ball high up the pitch, so that it's less of an issue because they've got the ball far away from their goal. But I don't see him as a guy who's going to come in and suddenly you're going to get loads of clean sheets. It just feels to me like they felt they needed a change and they thought, who do we admire who will play similar football but just isn't Marcelo Bielsa?
On now to the fallout from substitute gate, as I like to call it, and Chelsea boss Thomas Tuchel's decision to bring Kepa the keeper on in place of Edouard Mendy. We'll hear from Ali McCoist, the former Blues defender Mario Melchior, and Danny Murphy. But first, it's Jamie O'Hara going on a bit of a rant.
3 years on, things have come full circle because Aretha Balaga is coming on for a penalty shootout, and Mendy, who's had one of the games of his life, leaves the field to a standing ovation from the Chelsea support.
The whole situation for me just stinks because Edouard Mendy was man of the match. He played unbelievable. And you know, as a player, when you're scoring, you keep scoring. You have that feeling every week you go out on the pitch, I'm scoring today. Keepers are the same. When you start making saves, you get that feeling where, like, no one's scoring past me today. Doesn't matter where it's going, I'm saving it. And I felt like Mendy had that. And I know they talk about the tactical side of it, Kepa has saved penalties, whatever, but there's nothing like that feeling in a game where you grow in confidence as a player and, you know, and then you take him off.
Unbelievable.
And then the game goes to penalties and you don't, and Kepa doesn't get near one penalty. For me, I thought it was a crazy decision, even though they can say, oh, it was a tactical change. Well, you're the manager. You can see Mendy's been unbelievable in the game. Leave him on.
As decisions go, not only was it wrong, it was one of the poorest decisions that any coach will ever make, because in a move to try and win the cup, your goalkeeper actually, whether we like it or not, and you can have sympathy for him, but he costs you the cup.
Slams it inside the penalty area, another brilliant save from Mendy. It's a flying header, came in, another handball shout waved away by the referee, but Mendy just had another one to the list.
People were saying, oh, they were getting frustrated with how well Mendy was playing. And it was, you know, they were kind of using him as, oh my God, Mendy, penalty shootout, I hope we don't get to pens with Mendy in goal. That was the feeling. Few people said that near me, and then all of a sudden, the sub came on and you could feel like there was an excitement.
Kepa, Aretha Balaga, and he's blazed out of the bar! it out in the money for Kepa Arrizabalaga. It is Liverpool who win the League Cup.
I did not think Kepa practiced enough the way he was going to score. The way he struck that ball, it was almost like a clearance of goal.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the goalkeeper that was trying to pick a spot. And that is the only thing. The only thing I would say, Kepa needs to practice that particular thing. I wasn't good at it, so I'm not talking about like a player that says, oh, I know how to do it. No, guys, when you're standing there, listen, everybody can tell the stories, but wait till you stand there. It's a whole different ball game.
Now, ahead of this evening's live commentary of the FA Cup fifth round tie between Middlesbrough and Tottenham, Spurs boss Antonio Conte has been speaking to TalkSport's Ian Abrahams. He told Moosey he's keen to have cup success with the club. Of course, Tottenham haven't won the cup since 1991. That's 31 years ago. I'm sorry, that must be a typo. Nope, 31 years ago. Wow.
I'd like to give continuity to this tradition, and for especially for Tottenham, especially for my players, especially for the fans, for the club, not only for me. But you know very well that this trophy is not simple. We have to face Middlesbrough, a tough game. You know very well that Middlesbrough eliminated Manchester United of this competition. I want to see continuity in the performance, in the result of all my players. And because we need to give continuity to show that also in the defeat we are learning something more. I hope so tomorrow, to see a good game, to see good football, but at the same time with the great desire to go to the next round.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
The British Boxing Board of Control will investigate this scoring in Josh Taylor's split decision win over Jack Catchall at the weekend. Taylor retained his belts in controversial circumstances. Danny Murphy, or Murph to his friends, thinks it's a scandal for the sport.
I like boxing. I wouldn't say I love it, but I watch most of the big fights. Even my minimal knowledge knew who the winner was, how impressive a performance it was from Catchall. Waited his time, stood aside, didn't he, for Josh Taylor to have the fight before. So he's waited nearly 3 years, I think it was, for his shot at it. And he performed superbly. Every aspect, two southpaws going at it, but he was the slicker. He landed more punches. He put him down on the canvas. It was one-way traffic for the majority of it. And the poor lad has been cheated. Those guys have been in a battle. Adrenaline's pumping. So to have the foresight to do... I'm living in an idealistic world, maybe. But if he'd have gone No, I didn't win that fight. There's the belts.
It was Robert Smith, the General Secretary of the British Boxing Board of Control, said the board will review the judging, though it has no power to overturn the verdict.
Well, make laws are allowed to change. Legislation's allowed to change. Otherwise, we'd stuck in the 1800s.
This could be the new precedent, you think?
Yeah, why not? I mean, it's that bad.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm back, of course, on Drive Time today from 4 p.m. alongside Super Charlie Austin. Straight after us at 7 p.m, it's Peterborough against Man City in the FA Cup fifth round. And over on TalkSport 2, it's Middlesbrough against Tottenham Hotspurs. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.